If you think of soil as just what's beneath your feet, you've really missed out on what all's going on down there below the surface.
Because it changes colors and it changes textures.
That's Virginia Tech's John Galbraith. He teaches in the School of Plant and Environmental Sciences.
And so it really becomes fascinating whenever you get to look at a soil below the topsoil. That's where you start to see beautiful bright yellows and orange and red and mixtures of colors like grays and blues and patterns in the soil.
Those colors correlate to how the dirt can and cannot be used for building or other purposes.
And we can look at those color patterns and estimate where the water table rises to in the spring of the year each year, which around here would mean orange color or red color would be a sign of a very good soil that should have almost unlimited uses for buildings or crop production or vegetable gardening or hops or vineyards or anything like that.
Galbraith coaches the soil texturing team at Virginia Tech. Yes, that's a competition that's been going on around the country since 1959.
In short, it was the most fun that I had in college.
Emily Salkind is a Virginia Tech grad who now works for an environmental consulting firm in Richmond.
I got involved on the team, I think, in 2012. I was really excited and gratified to have been able to participate on a team that we took to competition with 10 girls. There were no boys competing on the team. We just had such a close bond and really loved the time that we dedicated to it. And it did take a lot of time.
Salkind is an expert in what they call soil texturing.
Soil has texture, and you can think about it as a clay that feels like a solid lump or a grain of sand.
Salkind has become something of a soil whisperer, seeing and feeling the textures of the dirt.
You take a sample of it in your hand and moisten it so it becomes kind of malleable, and you can rub it and feel the grit of the sand. You can try to hear the grit of the sand, and there are, you know, different things. Like, I know if I can hear the sand, then I know it's at least 20% sand in that soil sample.
But now Salkind's also seeing changes in the soil.
Anecdotally, I think that the last couple of years, we have seen some pretty severe swings in weather, which have affected construction projects to a greater degree than anybody has ever experienced. And so in this booming economy with home building just going off the rails, we're definitely seeing a lot more interest in those properties that do have state and federally jurisdictional water features that need to be worked around and avoided and permitted for.
And that might mean more demand for soil whisperers. Right now, there are over 60 soil texturing teams at universities sponsored by the Soil Society of America. This year, Hokies finished in first place, their sixth win overall. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.